This is URN.
National story, which is about Jeremy Hunt and the rise in the national living wage.
Right, so we've got, for many people in the UK today, a long-awaited change being announced to the living wage, which is essentially the minimum wage, but it only affects people over 23. So young people are not affected. But this is just in Sky News this morning. The Chancellor is expected to announce later this week that the living wage will increase from £9.50 an hour to £10.40 an hour, which is nearly 10%, which is quite an unprecedented change for a single raising of the wage. And it's going to affect around 2.5 million people, estimated. And there's been a lot of discussion about this recently, because we are in a period of quite heavy inflation, so there's been a lot of pressure from both sides of the house to raise the minimum wage and other things such as pensions in line with inflation. So I guess the question for you guys is this sort of change sufficient to guarantee the economic stability of workers, or is more needed in the way of that?
Well, in the news, I mean, 10%, as you said, is quite unprecedented for a single raise of this. But when you look at the bigger picture, with inflation itself soaring sort of above 10%, along with energy bill increases for quite a lot of people, in real terms, I assume this will be not much of a difference in comparison to everything else. I mean, they've got a massive hole to fill currently, in terms of just money that we don't have, and so I think this is definitely the right thing to do. Whether or not it's enough in the grand scheme of things, whether or not there's certain things that they could have done to perhaps make this increase a bit more, to have a bigger difference in that regard, I don't know. But it's definitely not a bad thing. It's, I think, a welcome piece of news, really.
Yeah, I think it's interesting. This is the step that Jeremy Hunt sort of decided to go for, because when you think Jeremy Hunt, he is probably, bar David Cameron, most associated, or the politician most associated with austerity. So it is almost, you say between him and Rishi Sunak, you wouldn't think, because raising the minimum wage is obviously going to affect the minimum wage workers. So it is these tax rises that are sort of going along with it are going to be felt most by the middle class and upper class. So I think it is interesting that he's chosen to go for this. I guess you look at sort of the Tory seats at the moment, they've still holding on to many red wall seats. So maybe it is, if you're looking at it cynically, an attempt to sort of win them back over. But it does seem a departure from both Hunt and Sunak, because there didn't really seem to be much, you know, inclination they were going to go for this before. So maybe it's just a response to how bad things have got. But yeah, certainly compared to what sort of economic policy was under Truss only a few months ago, it's seemed to come quite a long way. So maybe a sign of desperation, I don't know.
I think just related to that, it's also quite interesting that it is coming from them, because they're trying to battle inflation at the same time. And just early in the year, we were hearing all sorts of fear-mongering about like wages going up actually causing inflation. So this kind of seems like a strange decision for a Conservative politician to make.
I think, though, like on that inflation point about how if you increase wages, inflation will go up. Well, that is true in theory. I think that that's quite hard to argue in practice, because this is the same Conservative government that introduced, you know, the reducing taxes on bankers' bonuses, or, you know, allowing bankers' bonuses to be much higher than they used to be. And if you claim that, well, if we rate, for example, there's been lots of talk about, obviously with the train strikes going on, lots of talk about raising their wages, and the government said they can't do that because of inflation. But if they're allowing bankers' wages to rise, then that sort of looks a bit hypocritical to a certain extent. So I feel like, while obviously inflation is a problem, I think the real issue is kind of stagflation. Clunk economics A level, but it's that problem of like where you've got low growth, people haven't, in prices are going up, people have got, you know, people's money has been worth less is worth less than it used to and their wages aren't going up, then you've got kind of a myriad of problems where at least if you're increasing wages, sure, inflation is going to get worse, but the economy will actually grow somewhat. So as you sort of have to balance, right, do you kind of hope that, you know, this inflation, that growth is going to come from somewhere else, or do you pump money in through these wage increases and through these increase in things like benefits payments and hope that will grow the economy?
I mean, as a policy, I think it's definitely something that we haven't seen much of in the past kind of several years of a method of combating inflation, or at least trying to mitigate its impact on, you know, the average person. So I think whilst it's definitely interesting that it's maybe something that they, a route they want to go down, definitely welcome. I think there's not that. I don't think there's been enough discussion or proper exploration of that as a policy. Does that mean that, like, I don't know, in a few weeks' time they're going to say, "Oh, well, let's raise the wages of XYZ public sector workers"? I don't think so. But it's, you mentioned earlier about red wall seats and still wanting to kind of have a bit of control over there. They are also under pressure in kind of their more traditionally conservative seats, with, of course, like pensions and the triple lock, because there was a brief period a few weeks ago during kind of Truss's tenure that they might not continue to have the triple lock in place. Whereas what Sunak and Hunt have been saying today with, I'm always someone who understands the particular challenge of pensioners, they'll always be at the forefront of my mind, suggests that that's something that they still want to protect, which is not an insignificant amount, really, in the grand scheme of things. So after defending that so much, you kind of, it would be very weird, but not unexpected, if they would say, well, okay, they can keep the triple lock, but everyone else, sorry guys, you'll have to cope with your bad inflation based wages.
Yeah, I mean, I guess the counter to that would be, like, pensioners are, like, a priority group. So it's sort of, you can argue that, like, say, someone who is in work and is relatively young is probably less at risk than someone who is retired and older in age. But I see your point that, like, it does look weird if they are kind of focusing on that one group.
Especially since how the triple lock functions in terms of protecting pensions from inflation is from other taxpayers. If you're saying to every other taxpayer, oh, sorry, you'll have to continue to contribute to protect those people's, but yours isn't going to change at all, it's not brilliant.
I think it's also sort of been for a long time quite controversial that the living wage itself hasn't been subjected to that same kind of guarantee. Mm-hmm. Protection against inflation, because pensioners are important, but are working people on almost starvation wages not important too? So there's debate about that. And I think it is probably quite uncontroversial to say it is a step in the right direction to raise the living wage, which has not been significantly raised in quite a long time now.
Yeah,
so I don't know, it seems almost at odds with, because you look at what the Bank of England are doing at the moment in sort of raising the interest rates, that's sort of, I mean, my economics extends only to GCSE, so correct me if I'm wrong, but that's almost encouraging people to save more, to spend less, if the interest rate's going up.
You are correct.
The issue is that savings interest rates don't, in most cases, don't necessarily raise in
it's the bank rate.
In comparison to all of that. It's like the same with the student loan payouts and stuff like that. Inflation will skyrocket, but stuff like that and will skyrocket whilst they sort of remain quite low. And it's the same with interest rates on savings accounts.
And also, it's rents and mortgages that are also going to be affected by the rate rise
I think that's just sort of what Hunt's coming to do, isn't it? Really stabilise the economy, and I imagine he's almost at the whim of the market. He'll do what the market predicts. He's not going to do a quasi quarter, I guess.
Well, I think that's probably why he's probably pushing these like wage increases, probably because he is trying to reassure the markets, and he's trying to show that the government is willing to put money into the economy, not just kind of, you know, like, but in a reasonable way. So he probably, I mean, we'll have to wait until the autumn statement, obviously, but I would imagine that with all these wage increases, as we alluded to, he's going to have some tax increases to go with them, because he knows that the market is not going to respond well to high levels of borrowing at the moment.
No, not after past several months. I can't see that happening.
I am going to be slightly cynical as well and suggest this in another dimension as well is not going to do that much, because we've heard businesses complaining already for months now that they actually don't have enough staff to actually work like a full operation. So, and in my opinion, actually, they were going to reach a point where, due to various things like strike action, shortages, they were going to have to raise wages to actually be able to recruit anyone anyway. So I think maybe the impact of actually doing this was something that is like a reaction to what was already going to happen anyway. But it is still a good thing to have it formalized in law.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I think, like, businesses certainly have probably been calling on the government for the past, well, I was going to say a few months, probably a few years, asking for, like, some support or, like, some reassurance or some stability, because given how the UK political system has been and how the UK economy has been, if you're a business owner, you're probably going to be quite cautious. So, and as you say, with kind of the shortage of workers, you're going to be struggling as well for new staff at the same time.